het is toch een beetje zo dat we in Nederland best wel geïnteresseerd zijn in de Amerikaanse politiek. En zeker dat gedoe met Hillary en Donald Trump, dat houdt ons toch een beetje bezig. En hoe meer we van hem horen, hoe meer we ons afvragen wat er eigenlijk omgaat in het hoofd van die gekke enge man. Wel nu, dat kan je weten, want Boom Chicago en Jaunt lanceren de eerste VR-comedy ter wereld, Inside Donald Trump's Head. En aan de telefoon Andrew Moskos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You offer us a view inside Trump's head.
Inside of what, sorry?
Inside Trump's head, right.
Inside Trump's head. First of all, a lot of people don't want to go inside Trump's head.
No,
let me say it's only a short trip and then you get to come back. So
okay.
It's actually good news.
It's very difficult to get lost in there because it's very empty, I think.
Oh, gosh. Who would have thought it would have gotten this close, though? It's so scary.
Yeah, how can we get in?
Well, you know, first of all, we were excited because Boom Chicago is always interested in technology. Of course, we're known mostly for our live shows here in Amsterdam. But when we were approached by Jaunt to do the first comedy video in VR, we were very excited. And we thought, okay, well, the way the format works is camera sits still and people approach the camera in 360, and then we had this idea about, well, what's the most exciting issue right now? Unfortunately, Donald Trump. So let's combine politics and virtual reality.
Yep, because it's part of the Boom Chicago political comedy year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We started this year helping Mark Rutte with the writing and coaching of his speech for the correspondence dinner back in February, and that was a big hit and very exciting for us. And him, I think, too.
Yeah.
and then the Donald Trump election. So, I mean, 2016 is the most political year for us so far. And we've got one more week of our live show. So we're very excited to hopefully finish the show, have an election, and then say goodbye to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that would be the best outcome. Why do you think that we are so interested in American politics?
Well, I mean, you know, Donald Trump is a former reality TV show host, and I mean, this is perhaps the most exciting reality TV show ever. It's the Dutch invented reality TV, of course, with Big Brother, and so mm-hmm. I guess they're somewhat yeah. interested in reality TV now. I mean, it's unfortunately, you know, it's an exciting show, and every day you can't wait to see, you know, what did Donald Trump say, you know, over the, you know, you open the newspaper in the morning and see what happened, but. You know, it's unfortunately it's serious, and you know the stakes are very high. But I mean, I think it's hard. It's like a car crash. It's hard not to look.
Yeah, and for you guys, it's a great like input to make a comedy because it's almost comedy on itself, of course.
For us, it's perfect because we love making comedy about everything. But when it's the American elections, of course, people are interested, and we are in a unique position with our foot in both worlds—one foot in Holland and one foot in America—to be able to comment on the American election. So this is our specialty.
Yeah, and it's the ending of the political comedy year. A few live shows yet, but at the same time, it's a bit of a preview for what's coming next year, right?
We're also going to keep the political stuff going at Boom Chicago, absolutely. We're going to do a show in the spring. This show is called Angry White Men, Trump Up the Volume.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue in the new year with Angry White Men, Wilders Goes Wild, and to put our shine the mirror towards the Dutch elections coming up. So the politics continues.
Yeah, well, if you're looking for comedy, then Wilders is the next best thing, of course.
He's not as dumb as Trump, so it's slightly different in my mind, but it's just as interesting and just as potentially dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. But you're also going to do something more with virtual reality, right? Taking a bit of a stab at it?
Yes, absolutely. For this Christmas, we're doing a show. It's not so much in virtual reality, but about virtual reality and the hype. I think this is the year where it finally goes mainstream. PlayStation has a virtual reality thing. For 30 euros, you can get a Google Cardboard and put your phone in it. And we've got a show called VR Winter Wonderland. And it combines sort of a holiday show, something to go with your friends and your family or your colleagues, and virtual reality. So sometimes you watch some stuff, and then sometimes it's a live show about virtual reality. That's
great.
Until Christmas.
So if people are like a little bit curious about what is in Trump's head, of how it is to be in there, where do they go? Where can I watch it?
The proper way to do it is with virtual reality. If you have the Google Cardboard or you have a VR headset, then you go to Jaunt. Jaunt is the sort of the YouTube of virtual reality. And if you don't, you can just go to Boom Chicago's YouTube page and see it in what we call 360, and that's where you can move the cursor to get 360-degree views. But it's best if you put on the glasses and watch it in virtual reality.
Okay, so that's the best thing to do. And we said it a couple of times before, there are a few live shows yet left.
Absolutely. This weekend is the big finale, and then November 8th, of course, on Tuesday, is the election day. That's a fun thing to do. You see the show on election day, and then we watch the election all night, and then hopefully we cheer Hillary's victory at 5 in the morning.
Okay, and if I want to do that, where can I find more information about that?
Boomchicago.nl.
Right. Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of insight and making us laugh about train wrecks.
Thank you, Marjolein.
And have a great morning.
You too.
Bye. Zo, je hoorde Andries Moskos van Boom Chicago. Ze maakte een video waarin je in het hoofd van Donald Trump kunt kijken. Als je net invalt en denkt, waar gaat het over? Wil je meer weten? Na de uitzending kun je dit terugluisteren op amsterdamfm.nl. En zoals Andrew zei, meer informatie vind je ook op boomchicago.nl.